Well, Ghassan Aboud is a man who, well, he occupies a room. You know when he's nearby, he exudes positivity. He is passionate about what he does. Sure, the billionaire Syrian is a very tough businessman. You don't get to have a bank account like his without being tough and having a clear vision of what you want to achieve. I think I have a pretty good radar for people. I've had to use it for many, many years when I've had to sum up people and situations, being an investigative reporter with crews next to me and somebody going to do one thing or the other. And I have a pretty good radar for people. And I see Mr. Aboud, well, first of all, he's a charmer, a man who can win you over in seconds. His firm handshake is what you notice first, then the body language. He's a man who's happy to talk to you and gives you his undivided attention while he does. And I like that in a man. I like that in a woman. He looks you straight in the eye, and I like that as well. I don't like so much when people who you're talking to are looking around while they're engaging or not engaging with you. Mr. Aboud does not fit this profile. I like him, and I'd like him even if he didn't have billions. I reckon he'd throw a hell of a party, especially for his close friends and family. I think he's a very loyal person and hates disloyalty. I think he keeps his word, but he doesn't suffer fools gladly. He's a man who clearly sees Port Douglas as a place with a bright future. If we pull our finger out. He's highly critical of so-called tourism gurus who have let us down, particularly over the last 10 or 15 years, allowing tourist numbers to fall in our part of the world and not lifting a finger. There's that finger again. To stop the declining numbers. He's also critical of Cairns Council, who on the surface, you'd think he had a pretty good relationship with. After all, look at all those Aboud cranes on the skyline. The Riley Hotel is also a class act. But he thinks politics gets in the way of progress, and not progress at any cost, progress with a benefit, socially and economic. Yes, meeting Mr. Aboud yesterday was quite an experience. It's like talking to a whirlwind, but a whirlwind that's stirring up change, and for God's sake, we need change in this part of the world. We really do. If our once quaint fishing village is to survive, we need people like Mr. Aboud. A man who can self-finance. He doesn't have to go to the bank. He finances it all himself. A man with a plan. And it's a darn good plan. We just need to go along for the ride.
Too much humidity, crazy.
It is such a pleasure to meet you.
It's an honour to meet you, sir. It's an honour to meet you.
So the man himself.
Sir, I hear from Mark that you support, yes, CBC a lot. Thank you very much.
We support it because this is what Port Douglas needs. Yeah. It really needs this.
Today, because I want to see, I want to meet the council and to introduce the DA also, and to see how's their reaction. We expect that we have really fantastic DA, okay. The design, frankly, I like it. Just I see it 2 days ago. I hope that will fit with what the council needs.
When you look around this area, you've been here before, you've looked around the area. How do you see this developing after you come in? If this all goes ahead, how do you see this area? Because at the moment, it needs it desperately.
Yes. You know, I come to this area after I go with my family to Hawaii, to enjoy Hawaii. When I come to Cairns and Port Douglas, I see that they are saying. But the question here, why there is no support to have a lot of tourist people and also to have a class tourist people here? This is the first question. Since that time, I choose to be here and to invest in this area. From my side, I could tell you it's like a Monaco Europe. It's Monaco, Australia.
Monaco,
Australia. I find it like this from my side. I read about it. I find that the last 20-25 years, it's lost the credibility of the local tourist. When I visit the hotels here, I understand why the local people from whole Australia, they don't take Port Douglas as a first option for tourists.
Why don't they?
I believe But I believe the service is terrible.
The service?
The service in the hotel is terrible. It's not too good. Now we are here to introduce project which is really will fit with the high class tourist people need. Our first priority is local, Australian. Our second priority, of course, international, not only Far East. Maybe we will try to see that, of course, we will cooperate with the government. We will see that if we can also attract the Europe people. Because, you know, sir, as you see now, there is Middle East is broken. And it will continue broken for next 15 or 20 years. We believe now they lost the tourist industry. And of course, the Euro people, they will try to find other destination to go and to enjoy. What nice environment here we have just to attract them and to bring them here. Okay, this is what this is my view. This is what I try to make. From my side as a businessman, I'm trying to manage and to introduce a very high quality, class, building, plus service.
But you come here with your eyes wide open. You're saying to me that you believe the tourism industry here is in a terrible state.
Yes. I come 2-3 times to Port Douglas. One time I bring my family. All of them, they were a little bit angry because they see that the service is not good, the food is not good. Only there is big rooms, but there is no facilities. I understand later on that why this corner is lose the credibility. The main case, a lot of my friends, I asked them in Europe, do you hear Port Douglas? All of them, they know it. They know it from before, from 20, 15 years ago. But all of them, they mention many places that they've been there, they come to here, they come to that restaurant, to that area, still even the names in their mind. But they tell me, Ghassan, it's not in good situation now.
So you're saying Port Douglas needs a good kick in the bum.
Exactly. It needs something new, something refresh the industry again here.
What you're doing in Cairns is fantastic.
Yeah.
So you obviously have great confidence in Cairns as well as Port Douglas.
Yes. You know, I get a very good support from the local. Frankly, since I come to this corner of the world last 3 years ago, I mean 3 years ago, we see until now we have around 7,500 loyalty local customer. They come every day to join our restaurant and also our spa, which is wonderful. Okay. But which is a little bit make me angry, and somehow we receive a lot of promise from the council, Cairns Council, that they're gonna make this, they're gonna make that, they will support this, etc., etc. But unfortunately, still they do nothing. And we are afraid, you know, we are as a business people, we know how to put things on the ground, how to make project. But this is not our business to sell the country. We couldn't, I couldn't go and make agreement with Germany to send their people, their citizens to here to enjoy. It's not my job. And also, it's not my job also to go and to make a good contact to attract airways or flight company from Middle East, from Europe, from this is their job. They should do it. They should know how even to do it. Not just realize that, okay, we have 5 stars, we have 6 stars hotel. Okay, what does it mean? This is, you know, now soon I will have around 400,000 nights. It needs to be full. They should help me. They should help to this. And also I know a lot of businessmen, friends, they are looking about what I'm doing here. They admire. They think that there is opportunity, but they are waiting. They want to see that if I succeed, I believe a lot of them, they will come also. They will follow me. They will try to, not only in tourist field, maybe in other field industry, which is will make all this area wake up. Actually, frankly, I will tell you, I'm afraid that we will be a victim for this politic vote because they all the time keep telling, we will do it, but not now. if you can do it today, why you want to change it for tomorrow? This is not my problem, your voter program. Okay.
Final question. Do you want this development to happen in Port Douglas? Do you want it?
Of course I want. Then why I'm here? I'm planning to put around $250 million here. Okay, of course I need it. I already put $55-60 million here for this to buy this property. I also try to find a good DA which is fit with the all local and also the council want. Okay. Of course I want, and I want your support as a local and as a council also. We want all to wake up and to work together.
As a radio station, we support you.
Thank you very much.
100%.
I appreciate it. This is not, by the way, normally the most good support we get it from Port Douglas and Cairns. This is media and local people.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.